Amen. I want to deal this morning with a little different topic on a Mother's Day. I felt this message speaking to me now for a couple, 3 weeks, and think it's very fitting this morning that I can bring it in on this special day. I want to say thank God for mothers today. I'm glad I had one. Amen. And I had a gooder. Somebody say amen. She's in heaven this evening. And I'm thankful for the good grace of God. But I want to remind you, I know you've got a very busy day, but would you just give me about 20, 25 minutes this morning? And let's see what the Word of God will say to our hearts. Can we just put away everything we've got to go do, everything we've got to be, and let's just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We don't build shrines at this church. It's all about Jesus. Jesus started it. Jesus is going to finish it. And so let's get focused on the Word of God and be thankful of what this day means to us. Because everybody here has had a mother. And I'm thankful for that today. I'm trying to stay off these wicked politicians this morning. I've been watching Fox all night. Amen. And I watched the annual NRA show last night, and so I'm going to try to stay in the text this morning. I'm glad to support the NRA, by the way. If these liberals don't believe in guns, they're going to take them out of the banks? Put a sign up, don't y'all come here and steal our stuff. They need to have one at every school door we got, armed guard. Our children are the most precious things we have. More precious than money. They guard money with guns. Why aren't they guarding our children? I'm a family man. I'm a man of faith. And I'm not backing up on where I've started this morning. All right, now then, help me get settled down. Pray for your preacher now. My mind's running crazy this morning. Exodus chapter number 1. The Bible said, verse 7, "And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. There rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. He said to his people, 'Behold, the people, the children of Israel, are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land.' Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. They built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. The Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. The king of Egypt spake to the Hebrews' midwives and said in verse 16, 'When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live.' But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men and children alive. The king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, 'Why have you done this thing and have saved the men and children alive?'" Verse number 21, "It came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that He made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, 'Every son that is born ye shall cast in the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive.' There went a man of the house of Levi, and took the wife, the daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime with pitch, put the child therein and laid it in the flags by the river's brink. His sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. Moses' mother, Jochebed's been called to raise her own son now. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. The child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She called his name Moses and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. There are many things within this text, Lord, that you have showed me to apply to my life and family. And God, I realize that this is a very important time in our lives when the Bible is opened and a man of God preaches. Lord, help us to be attentive to what the Spirit of God would have us to hear this morning. I thank you for this people and their kindness, their dedication to serve you. Lord, I thank you for how good you've been to Liberty Baptist Church. I thank you, Lord, how good you've been to us. I pray you'd save our children and grandchildren, our loved ones, our lost ones. But now, Lord, I pray that you'd not only touch mothers' hearts here this morning, but God, would you touch my heart and others' hearts here today. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen. And amen. I want to give you a little background of Exodus 2, and we'll get right into preaching this morning. But we have here a story that we've heard for a long time. You that attended Sunday school, you heard the passage of Moses was placed in an ark. Pharaoh's daughter come down to the river where she bathed herself and seeing baby Moses, the Bible said, and the babe wept, and she reached down and got him. He was raised up in Pharaoh's household. But according to Hebrews chapter number 11, Moses said he would rather suffer with the afflictions of the people of God than to enjoy the treasures of Egypt for a season. Moses was a man of great stature. No doubt, he's probably one of the greatest Bible characters that has ever been put in our King James Bible of how God used this man's life in such a mighty way. But I want to preach on four simple thoughts this morning about Jochebed, Moses' mother. And I want you to look at this Bible mother today in Exodus chapter number 2. And turn, if you would, to Exodus 6, verse 20, and hold your spot. I want to give you this right here. Now, Amram was Moses' dad. Took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife. And she bare him Aaron first, and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. So I gave you that little bit of background showing you about a man and a woman that were living in hard times. Here Amram was under the bondage of Pharaoh. Pharaoh had made their lives hard with bitter bondage. That's what this world wants to put on all of us this morning. To make our days hard and our nights uneasy and to fill our days with brick and mortar. But I'm glad God's got something better for the people of God. Now we see, first of all, the family of Jochebed. Jochebed being Moses' mother. The Bible said in verse 1 there, "When a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi." I want to say first of all about marriage right there. It's still between a man and a woman in this day, in this hour. It seems like that people are confused, but God's never been confused. He's made a man to marry a woman, and that's God's way and the Bible way. And young people, homosexuality is still a sin in the eyes of God. God made us individuals. God made us male or female. End of the story. And Jochebed had a family environment. I thank God for my family environment. Honey, days are hard and some days are harder than others, but thank God for the husband and wives of the Bible and the husband and wives of our ministry, the husband and wives that have impacted our life in such a great and a mighty way. We see Jochebed and her family. The woman conceived in verse 2. Bare son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. The Bible speaks a little more of that, but could you imagine from January to the end of March that here Jochebed is trying to hide a great possession? I've noticed about Jochebed and her family, but I don't know if you watch this, but if you would, it's a highlight in the passage. Not only Jochebed and her family, but watch Jochebed and her fix. If you underline in your Bible, he said in verse 3, and when she could not longer hide him. You know, I see people coming in church so many times. When you are a person that you have a normal life, it's hard to hide what's bothering you. She couldn't hide this burden that had appeared in her life. She could no longer hide it. Your burden may be a child this morning. Your burden may be you. Your burden may be an issue. Your burden may be your job. But I can guarantee you one thing. It's your baby this morning. And you'll notice there are times in your life and my life when we can't hide our baby no more. I've heard preachers say now, folks say now, preacher, that's your baby. In other words, that's your problem. Well, let me tell you, we've all got problems, but we're all connected to each other because we're in the family of God. I'm glad that we're not in our problem by ourselves. Thank God we got people. Thank God we got the Holy Ghost. Thank God we got the Bible. When we cannot hide it any longer, we can do something about what is bothering us. See people walk in with a straight face. That ain't nothing bothering me. Everything's good. Is it really? Boy, we want to try to fool everybody. I was preaching in a church this week and it seemed like people wanted to put on a show. The pastor told me it was a lot of families really struggling. Death had come. Separations had come. And a lot of people want to walk in so many times with that stone face like everything's good with me. Well, let me tell you this morning, it may not be good with you. Because let me tell you, there's coming a time in your life when everything's not going to go the way that you planned or the way that I planned. Because I tell you what the problem is, it's a people issue. Look inside of them people and you're just like other people. We all have the same issues this morning. Flesh and blood. I've heard people say, well, I ain't come to that church no more. So-and-so made me mad. What's going to happen when you go down yonder and they make you mad? The devil going to make you leave too? It's people issue everywhere you go, but the main problem is there's some things we just can't hide no more. Have you ever had a burden that you just couldn't hide it no more? I've come in at times with a heavy burden. Men's come up to me and said, Pastor, what's bothering you this morning? You don't look yourself. Well, I'm going to tell you this about Jochebed. Jochebed had something that was going on in her house that bothered her heart. And I want to say today, if anybody's baby don't affect their heart, you're not much of a mama this morning. Amen. We need mothers that are godly principled, that have a heart for their children. And she could not hide him any longer. Her fix was this. They were coming to kill her baby. Mom and daddies, nothing's changed much. The devil's still after your baby. Matter of fact, could you imagine this command that went out by Pharaoh, every male child that's going to be born, drown them in the river. The Nile River. The Jordan River. It's a very dark place. But I noticed about this woman and her fix, the Bible said, when she could not longer hide him. Now, I want you to notice what she did. She didn't give up. Thank God for mothers that don't give up when life gets tough. When life gets hard. And she couldn't hide him anymore. Why? Because Pharaoh was looking for her baby. Daddies, can I say this to you? If mama's not concerned about Pharaoh looking for the baby, you better get concerned because it's your baby too. Amen? And Pharaoh is after the children, but she could no longer hide it. It was bothering her. Every time she looked at that baby, it began to bother her inside. And the Bible simply says when she could hide him no longer. I wonder, are you trying to hide your baby or your problem and you see that you just can't hide it no longer? Well, why don't you do simply what Jochebed did? It's a great illustration in her life. You see Jochebed, we see her family, her fix, but now look in verse 3 at her faith. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes. That ark is the same Bible word as Genesis 6 as Noah and the ark. No doubt she had heard about the ark that Noah built. Through the writers, she had heard that that ark of safety had brought others across. Can I tell you this morning, this is a type in our Bible of the Lord Jesus Christ, for there is no safety in any other except for the ark of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible simply said that she took for him an ark. I'm glad we've got to be saved as individuals, but how many of you are here today because a mother had faith to put you where you are this morning in your life? My sister in Tennessee yesterday, she sent a picture out. Had a picture of my mother when she was young. And this is what I commented about that picture. I said, I had a sacrificial mother that put others before herself, which has so impacted my life. Thank God for mothers like Jochebed that reached and got something for their children. Your children's going to have to make their own decision for Christ. But you better believe what me and you are doing is affecting them down the road for the honor and the glory of God. She didn't just throw her hands up. Many have. It's too hard. You're right, life is not fair at all. Life has never been fair. Life is hard. Life is cruel. But I'm glad we've got somebody to go through life with us this morning. Notice Jochebed and her family. Jochebed and her fig. She could no longer hide it. But Jochebed and her faith. The Bible says she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Now, Brother Mike, look in verse 4. I got something out of this that I never had seen in studying it that really did help my heart. Brother Jamie, Brother Patrick, I seen something in verse 4 that I'd never noticed about this passage with Moses and the ark. You'll notice that when Jochebed, Moses' mother, moved by faith, you say, well, now, preacher, how do you know that she moved by faith? Because I've read my Bible. The Bible said in Hebrews 11 and verse 23, don't turn there, I'll read, going back, by faith Moses, when he was born, and the Bible says that again, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. She moved by faith. Now, here's what I've never seen in verse 4. Jochebed's family, Jochebed's fix, but Jochebed's faith. The Bible said when she put that baby in the flags of the river, or in the cattails of the river, she knew exactly where to put it. The Bible said in verse 4, and his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. You know what that tells me about our faith this morning? God has a lookout for our faith. How many times have you came to God by faith and you wondered, was God watching your faith? Oh, God's seeing your faith this morning because He's got lookouts. Matter of fact, Moses' sister Miriam, no doubt, she stood afar off. How many times have you tried to mind God and do the best you can, and by faith you put it in the hands of God, but God had a lookout about your faith? Honey, when you think God ain't a looking what you trusted by faith, God's got a lookout. It may seem afar off, but you hear me and hear me well. God is watching our faith this morning. Guess what she did? I want to close this sermon with this simple thought. And it's a great thought from a writer. Look what she does. And when she could no longer hide him. Now, y'all think about this just a minute. Rebecca, your family, I can preach to family. I know family good. I can preach to family good. That little baby you got right there. She, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, what? 6 weeks. Time flies when you're old. Rebecca, stand up just a minute. Hold that sweet baby up. I want y'all to think about something just a minute. 6-week-old child. She couldn't hide him for 3 months. Could you imagine that a mama so concerned with a baby, she would trust God by an ark? And in 3 months, put that little baby in an ark and leave him there. Wouldn't that be a blessing if we could do as Jochebed, bring our burden to God that we can no longer hide but trust Him by faith and leave it there? Could you imagine, you can be seated, Rebecca, thank you. Could you imagine, Brother Tim, when that she walked off from that baby? What the devil was telling her. You have any idea what was going on in this mama's heart when she put her little baby boy in a basket? And in the Nile, I want to remind you, there are a lot of critters in the Nile. It's filled with gators and predators. But honey, let me tell you, God had this baby protected by providence because a mama moved by faith and God had an eye upon that baby. God's got an all-seeing eye this morning. I wonder, could you do like Jochebed and leave it there this morning? That you could hide no longer, that surfaces in our life. Daddies, you may be here today and you can't hide it no longer. Wouldn't it be a blessing if you'd put it in the Jordan River with Christ and leave it there? Now, this is an amazing thing. I seen what one writer said this morning, Brother Lee, about this passage, and I wrote it in my Bible, and it's a great thought. Now, when she walked off and left that baby, Miriam, Moses' sister, was watching afar off. Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe herself, and when she looked down at that baby, the Bible said this, Brother Dwayne, the baby wept. Boy, I wish the baby's cries of America would pull the heartstrings as it did Pharaoh's daughter. She reached in, and there was Miriam, Moses' sister. Pharaoh's daughter had Miriam go back to get her mother to bring back to Moses. God saved Moses. And this is what the writer said that I penned in my Bible, Brother Jamie. That, listen to me, I'm done preaching this morning. I want Sherry to come. I want you to listen to the thrust of this message today. That Satan intended to kill the baby, God used it to save the baby. The things that Satan that has come in our lives that we for sure think and that it's going to kill us. But through that same battle and that same burden can save us. If we trust God by faith and leave it there and ask God to take that which we can't hide any longer. This morning, God has been so good to us. I'm so glad I had a mother that lived by faith. Hey, older people, listen to this. One old writer said that I love. Bless the child. Listen, I'm done preaching. You're going to be able to go wherever you want to go. Just give me a few more seconds. I want you to respond to God this morning. Has the Lord said anything to you out of His Word? Bless the child that's linked to the providence of God by a mother's faith. Wish I could preach all evening just on this text. It's loaded with truths. Blessed is the person that is linked by providence to a godly mom and daddy. Blessed is that person. It's no accident you're here this morning. First of all, God wants to save you if you're not saved. He sent His Son to die for you. And if you'd accept Jesus as your Savior, you too could be saved this morning. Secondly, you that just seems you can't hide it any longer, why don't you bring it to God and leave it there this morning? And let God turn around that which the devil intended to kill and destroy you with. God can make a way of escape and a blessing. There's nothing too hard for our God. I open this altar this morning. I wonder, would you come as Miss Sherry plays?